So what does Communic have going on right now? What is the band currently up to? And what's in store for 2012 for the band?
Yeah, the album came out summer 2011, and after that we've done some gigs, not that much, but we have done some, and right now we are kind of preparing to do European tour. We are in late April. We are leaving on a tour together with Rage in Europe. We're going to Germany, in Spain, Italy, and yeah, some European countries then, and also trying to focus on doing those summer festivals this summer of 2012. So that is the main thing that we have going, and of course we have also in between other stuff like work and families and stuff like that. We also started to work on some new ideas for another future album again. So things are like proceeding the right way, I think. So yeah, but now, right now we are trying to focus on the tour that we will do now. So
now let's talk a little bit about the newest album, The Bottom Deep. And lyrically, I really, really found this to be a very powerful record. And so let's talk about the album itself. You know, do these lyrics have one theme? Is it a concept record? And I noticed the lyrics are pretty dark on this album. And maybe talk a little bit about the general themes and the meanings behind the songs that you've written for this new album.
Yeah, definitely. This is actually the album that I actually feel the most connected to when it comes to the actual lyrics, because earlier, of course, lyrics are important in a way, but earlier I haven't actually kept the focus on the lyrics just as high as the musical parts. So this time it was kind of different, because after we released the Payment of Existence album, we had a pretty long break. 3.5 years or something before we actually got around to release The Bottom Deep, so that is pretty long time, and the reason for it was actually that I had some personal crisis that I had to go through, and that actually led into the concept or the things that I'm kind of reflecting about on this new album, and it is the most personal that I have ever gone before into kind of expressing myself, and so everything is kind of dealing about my relationship to death in a way. And I know it's kind of, you know, death and heavy metal, that's kind of cliche, I guess, but for me it's kind of writing this album has been more like therapy, because the thing that led into the ideas of this concept was that somebody really close to me passed away, right, really unexpected, and I was kind of left with all these feelings and emotions about life, death, and everything, and I actually stopped playing guitar for like 7 or 8 months. I didn't write any music at all. It was kind of blank. My mind was, there was no focus at all. And then suddenly when I got back together and started to write music again, this was what coming out. I actually tried to write songs about totally different stuff, but this was I actually needed to get this stuff out of the system, and listening to the album right now or looking back on it, it feels like it's coming from some place deep within myself that just needed to get out in order for me to continue my life, and so it's a really special album, and of course it's written in a way that people have to find their own meaning to it, and I actually get a lot of questions about it on the Facebook or on emails and stuff, like other people have actually found the album to do for them because you know, death is something that we all have to have a relationship to, either we want it or not. We have to 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 face it one way or another. If it's your grandmother passing away, grandparents, whatever, you are kind of, you as a person is kind of stepping one step closer to the edge. And you need to have a kind of a relationship to it. And for me, this was kind of reflecting on all these feelings that I was kind of stuck with, and I needed to get it out of the system. And I actually felt like I was at the bottom deep. I was all the way down there. And some people have said to me that this is a negative album in the way of speaking. Some people even said that they wouldn't listen to it again because I was like inspiring to suicidal whatever. But for me, this is a positive thing. This is something that I actually had to do to get myself further, or facing tomorrow, like one of the songs. So it's like, this is what I need to do in order to go back and write songs about nothing, I guess. So,
Well, and talk about the lyrics a little bit more, because I thought they were really powerful, and I really did relate to the record quite a bit on so many levels. And, you know, do your life experiences and things that you go through during life, do they have a big impact on the lyrics? You know, they say write about what you know. And, you know, you're talking about the fact that you had a lot of life experiences, some negative ones that really went into the lyrics of this album. So talk a bit about that. Do your real life experiences really have a big impact on you as a songwriter?
I always need to be inspired to write the song. I can't just sit down and write the lyrics like out of the blue. I need to kind of get inspired and get triggered by something. And for earlier albums, it has always been like I have like been influenced by something. Like Waves of Visual Decay was about media and politics and how and stuff like that. And then Payment of Existence is more, then I was kind of into all this economic stuff, like people have all these material needs, and then this new one that just goes far beyond that, and being just myself, I kind of put myself totally open and tell from... just tell it as it is, my personal feelings, and that is scary. I actually had all these songs written, and I was like, I can't release this. I just have to listen to this in my car as like therapy for myself, and like, okay, I've written it, I've got it out of my system, but I don't know if I want to let myself out in the open, because I know people will read it. I know people will kind of ask me questions about it. But right now I'm glad that I did, because it kind of I've never gone to like a shrink or whatever. In a therapy session, but I think that is how it is, that you put your own problems over to somebody else, and you put it all out there, and then you feel better afterwards. So this is kind of working the same way for me. I got it out, I released it, it's out there, and now I can continue. And I'm really glad now that I actually dared to do it. And as I said, it's written between the lines, and everything can be kind of interpreted the way people want it to be. And hopefully people can find some positivity to their own life within these lyrics. But if you don't care about the lyrics, the songs are kind of cool anyway. So you don't need to put yourself into the lyrics if you don't want to. There's a lot of great music on this album. But I agree. This is the most personal and important when it comes to the lyrical stuff that I ever done. So, yeah.
You know, and speaking as a songwriter myself, I know that if you have some bad life experiences or good ones, you know, and you're really upset about something, for example, say if you have some negativity in your life, you kind of just like pour your feelings out into lyrics, into the performance. And, You know, on the performance of this record, did your negative feelings carry over into this?
You get it out of your system, and also I think that the melodies and the way you are singing it kind of shows through the way you are singing these songs that you actually it actually means something for you. And I think that people can actually hear on this album that I'm not just singing it out in the blue. I actually put a lot of emotions into actually expressing my vocals as well. And I actually think that people can hear that. So for me, it's you get that energy into the lyrics by the way you are expressing it. So for me, right now I'm thinking that lyrics are more important than the actual songs. But fits really good together. So.
Well, in my opinion, on this new album, The Bottom Deep, the newest album, The Bottom Deep, I think this is I think this is your best vocal performance of the four albums you put out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I actually tried to strip down my vocals a lot, actually, because earlier I always used a lot of layers on the vocals, a lot of harmonies, a lot of backing vocals, actually, and this time I tried to do as little of that as I actually managed to do, like keep the focus on the main melody and if there is going to be some background vocals or harmonies, just a few places where you need it, just if it's necessary. But other than that, try to keep it as plain and focus on the main melody. And I actually think that made the vocals stand out a little bit more. So because it's a stripped down album, there is not that much keyboards, almost nothing. And as I said, vocals are mainly my main vocal line. So.
Now you played in the U.S. one time in the Proud Power Festival, and you know, talk a little bit about that. What was that festival like for you to come over here for the first time and play in the States?
It was really great. And it was only one show, so we had to take like a week vacation as well when we were already over there. So, but the show at Proc Power was great. A lot of cool bands, sold out, and a really great show. So I have only good memories of that. So I actually wish that we could do more shows in the U.S., but.
There are bands like Pagan's Mind and, of course, yourselves over there in Norway, and I'm just curious. You don't hear much about Norway except for black metal, and, you know, what's the metal scene like over there? You know, how big is the heavy metal scene over in Norway, and how is it doing for you?
Well, it's actually good these days. There's a lot of black metal bands, of course, but the progressive scene is also getting better. You have Pagan's Mind, you have some new cool bands that are breaking out of Norway into Europe and the rest of the world, and also some cool thrash metal bands are kind of getting out there now. So, but Norway is known for its black metal scene and Dibbo Borgir and Immortal and all these kind of bands but there's a lot of great metal bands coming from Norway these days. Yeah.
Now things have changed quite a bit for you since you got signed to Nuclear Blast. You know, probably about 8-9 years ago now, maybe sooner than that. But you got signed to them. You came out with your debut album. But things have dramatically changed in the record industry. And how have things changed for you as an artist? You know, how have the changes, you know, with the digital age and so many of the different things going on, how have these things affected you as the artist?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think that making records these days is more for the bands to show that they are, have something new to go on the road with. And it seems like it's touring that actually does it for the bands these days. And I know that record companies are maybe facing these problems, but maybe recording budgets and stuff like that is going down and put more money into doing touring, because that is where it seems like the bands are getting some money out of the music. And but it seems difficult, but you know, there's so many new bands, there's so many bands releasing albums these days, so you can understand that the fans need to be selective about what they are buying, and people make new albums and record them in their basements and release it, and it doesn't seem like people actually care about the quality of the recordings anymore. It's like ending up on YouTube really compressed and sounding like not like hi-fi. So it's it seems like the times are changing a little bit, and I think that the record companies need to look into some solution to it, and they should probably have done that for 10 years ago. But yeah. So
when I was reading your individual bio on the website, I noticed when it listed, had it listed under your influences, but I noticed that you're a huge Arion fan, and I myself am a huge fan of Ian Lucassen and a lot of the stuff that he's done. And you know, how big of an impact did he have on you? I mean, he's had a huge impact on me as a musician, and I have to say that he is one of probably my biggest influences. And you know, what kind of impact did Ian have on you and your music as well?
Yeah, I always liked the way he kind of writes the concept stories and incorporated different vocalists and different musicians and just his sound and way of putting songs together kind of attracted me, and I just like the stuff that he do, but I can't say that it kind of shows in the communic music that I'm influenced by him, it's one of my favorite kind of songwriters out there. So
now I know you've been a metal fan your whole life, and if you could pick one band that broke up or doesn't exist anymore, and if you could bring that one band back, who would it be and why?
Let me see. It would probably be I never had a chance to see Psychotic Wolf, so hopefully, but I think that maybe be together right now again doing some shows, but it's one of the early bands that I really enjoyed, hope we can see live again not again because I haven't seen it, but would really love to see that or get a new album from Psychotic Wolf. But let's see.
Now over the years, many labels have put out compilations to celebrate, say, an anniversary or whatnot, with in a make these compilations with past bands and or bands currently in a roster. But Nuclear Blast did something different. They took a bunch of musicians, both currently with the label and people that used to be with the label, and they recorded two records of brand new material with all these people. And I know you participated in this. And what was that like for you, participating in this and singing on one of these songs?
You're thinking of that Into the Light?
Yes.
Album? Yeah. It was really cool just to get asked to actually be a part of it, because all the songs on that album, or those two albums, was like, I think it was written by Viktor Smolsky from Rage. All the music was written by him, and when he started to write the music, he was like writing it for the guy or the girl that was going to sing it. So when he wanted to write a song and wanted me to sing on it, it was like he wrote that song with my voice in mind, and that is pretty cool to be able to do that and be a part of it. And I think the outcome of that album was great. A lot of different vocalists, but all the music is coming from one guy writing with the different vocalists in mind. So I think it turned out really good, and that is a cool way for a label to marketing their music and their artists.
Now, you've been playing live and doing this for quite some time, and I'm sure you've shared a stage with quite a few bands over the years. And you know, what is the one band that you think was the best to deal with as far as touring with and sharing the stage with?
I see. did with Threshold was really good. Really nice guys and a really great time being on the same tour bus over a long time. So that is one of the bands that we really enjoyed doing shows with. When it comes to festivals and stuff like that, there are so many bands and everything like ends up like in a regarding going on tour, that has been a really great band to hang around with and touring with.
So you talked a little bit earlier about the fact that you started writing songs for the next album, and how far along are you as far as the new songs are concerned?
Well, I probably have like material for probably two albums lying just on my computer, so it's more about sorting out and starting to rehearse different parts with the other guys, because I always write stuff and put stuff in just IDs down on the computer, and when I start to put songs together, I kind of have like an archive to work with, and so it's more that we have started to put some of the songs together, some of the IDs, and try to sort it out and see where the next album will go and what it should contain. It's not that far, but hopefully we will manage to. Hopefully if it's up to me and everything goes as I hopefully want, I hope that we can be in studio recording again in the end of 2012, but it depends on what we will have to do, like if there is more tours coming up or whatever, but so that is but I have a lot of material lying around just waiting to be like put together and by the band, because we still get together and do normal rehearsals, and when we make our songs, we are like three people in the room and play it just as old-fashioned rehearsals. So that is how we create the songs, and I just bring my ideas to the rehearsal room and then just jam on stuff and see where it takes us. And that's also why the songs tend to be a little bit longer than probably in my original ideas for the song is like 4 minutes, and when we are after we have gone through a lot of jamming and stuff, we always come up with a lot of different ways to do the stuff, and everything ends up, everything that is cool will be ending up in the songs. So hopefully within this year we will have come a long way with new material. So
it seems that nowadays a lot of bands, many of the members live in different areas, and they start sending files back and forth, and they write songs that way. But you guys seem to, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about rehearsing them in an actual rehearsing room where everybody is there. And is this important for you? I know a lot of bands don't get to do this these days, but you guys still do. And how important is it for you guys to be together in the same rehearsal spot?
Well, for us, it's really important, because when I'm sitting at home and making stuff and using drum machines or drum stuff and putting on samples and whatever to I'm not a drummer, and I know that my drummer can come up with better ideas than I can on drums. So even though I have ideas on how the bass and how the drums should be, I always let them be creative as well and make their own. And it's important for us as a band, because if I was sitting home and writing all the songs and just told the other guys what they would have to do, then I think that the other guys wouldn't feel that much incorporated into the writing process. Even though I write the songs, I let the other guys come up with their own ideas on what, I don't tell them what to play, and the best way to do that is standing in a rehearsal room and playing it just as loud as if you was playing on the stage. And I also need to know that I can play and sing this stuff live at the same time. So I need to be in the rehearsal room playing it just as if we are going on stage to play the songs, because if I just record the riffs and stuff in my computer and then sit and put on vocals on top of that. I need to know that that it's possible for me to play and sing this stuff at the same time, and that is stuff that I actually need to rehearse on, and doing that together with the band, that is the best way to do it.
You know, over the years in listening to your music, I can't help but think that there's some sort of Nevermore influence on it, and I kind of confirmed my theory when I checked your bio out, as we discussed a little bit earlier about your bio, and you know that you're a huge Nevermore fan, and you know, did Nevermore really have a big influence on you?
Yeah, sure. I think Nevermore is one of the coolest bands out there as well. So I know that we are often compared to them, or at least my singing is kind of. But for me, that's just, I don't go around thinking too much about it. For me, it's more like honored to be compared that way. But listening to the music, what we do and what they do, I don't think it's that similar. But of course, I think it's a cool band, and the way I'm singing, we are kind of in the same range, same kind of way of expressing ourselves. So yeah, I only think of it as a compliment, actually. So
now, over the years of playing shows and concerts and going to festivals, and even as you know, growing up, going to see shows, you know, can you maybe name me one show or one performer to you that stands out the most? You know, who's the best? What's the best band you've ever seen live, in your opinion? Over the years,
I think that the best show that I ever saw or remember seeing actually was Dio when he was playing in Oslo on the last tour that he did with Dio. That was amazing. So that is one of the coolest shows that I have seen, and I've never seen Dio before that earlier. So that was my only time that I actually got to see that live, and that was a really cool show in Oslo.
You know, wasn't Dio so amazing by the fact that the guy was pushing 70 and he still could hit all the notes and still perform really well on a nightly basis, and I really thought that Dio was just so outstanding even at an older age.
Yeah, it's kind of sick that he actually managed to do it that way, it was amazing. So that is one of the memories that I actually will remember for a long time, I think.
Now, I want to thank you for doing the interview. And, Olaf, I just have one more question for you. And my last question I'd give everybody, do you have any last words to say to the metal fans that will be listening to this interview?
Yeah, well, thanks for listening to this this interview. But hopefully we can manage to drag our band over to the U.S. and do maybe a tour or something, but it's actually really difficult to find that right band to actually do it. And for us over here in Europe, it seems like the States are really into death metal and more aggressive kind of music. So that's maybe why bands like us don't get that often the chance to go on tour over there, and to do tours for us, like a band like us, to do touring in the States, we are kind of needing some bigger bands that we can tag along with and do support for. So that is what we need to look into to be able to get over there, and that is one of the stuff that we actually would like to do. But as I said, it's kind of difficult to actually to get it done. But it's really cool to see that actually people over there managed to find us, because I don't know how the distribution over there is. I don't know how recognized we are. So it's cool to see that people request us and want to listen to Communic, yeah.